All right. So Minchaschan is all like this. Shlosha Sfarim Niftachim V'chule. Pirish Mori Tzadik Amar V'chule. Lo Kepirish Rashi. Not like Rashi's pshat, which we've seen already. And Tosfos. Tzadik Amar Haina Rubo Zechuyos. Chen Pirish Haran. Elat Tzadik Shekulo Zakai Bedin Ze V'chule. V'chen Lahafech. Ayin Pnei Yeshua, who was Mechavin to the Shita. We'll see in a moment. This matter is not something that's worthy of spending too much time talking about. Basically saying, listen, there's some things that we're not going to know, and we can only discuss it up to a point. Beyond that, no reason to speculate. Just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadik V'Yashar. The way he runs the world is obviously in line with that. Okay. Beinonim Tulyim that we saw already, and we saw that the Pnei Yeshua addresses this issue and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misnahig with Midas HaEmes. He judges his creatures with the Mida of strict Emes. Alkein Osam HaNechtovin Rosh Hashanah, those that are judged and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, the ones that are written on Rosh Hashanah, they are also nechtamim on Rosh Hashanah, because that's the day of Emes, and Kol Samo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. But those that get held in abeyance till Yom Kippurim, Kadosh Baruch Hu misnayim b'midas haChesed, and Saleach u'mochel avonos amo, deze midas Rav Chesed. Okay, in Nizkar Lashon Nechtam. So over there, with regard to the Beinonim, we don't find the Lashon Nechtam. Nechtam connotes Midas HaEmes, Hayin Sham, and the Pnei Yeshua, Divri Pi Chacham Hain, Usasai Mishak. So he likes the Pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. So since we're here, let's take a look at the Pnei Yeshua inside. Adam, if I could just trouble you to grab the Pnei Yeshua, it's right. So he cites the Gemara, and then he writes, Kan Yofel HaKatzer. It's appropriate to be more terse in this discussion. Kamo Shamar Chacham Zal, Perek Ein Dorshin, B'muflam Mecha Al Tidrosh, U'B'muchusam Mecha Al Tachkar, V'inyan HaSvarm HaAmurin Kan, B'vadehem Inyan Mufla. Yeshua says, Chazal tell us things that we can't know and things that are beyond our understanding, we shouldn't try to be choker. There's certain aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which we're never going to be able to fully fathom. And he says, in Yonah Sfarim that are Amurim Kan, the three books that are mentioned here, Bevadayhem Inyan Mufla. This whole area seems to be one of those things that are peladic. The Adam Echad Mini Elef Yeda Lahasig Mahus the Echus Hasvarim al mitchunasam. Only one in 1,000 people that are going to fully be able to understand this idea. Given that there's four of us in here, and the odds aren't.
Who's firing? How many of 1,000 are?
Right. Okay. It's fair enough. Ha'inyan hagmul. This whole notion of writing and sealing. So this is talking about basically reward and punishment. Dini hatzadikim v'rashayim l'chayim v'lamaves hemi sheva hadvarim ha'machusin nibnei adam. These are among the things that are not fully knowable to mankind. Afilu Moshe Rabbeinu, skipping a little bit. Adon kol neviim hiksha lishol nibnei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo. This is something that even bothered Moshe Rabbeinu, Neima Yesh Rasha V'Tovlo. This is a question that has plagued the minds of scholars and the righteous for generations. Rasha V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo, V'Lachin Amarti B'Libi, L'Daleg U'Lakatzer, to skip around, B'Mokom She'en L'Harech, Amna Mishum D'Shema Goras, the Shema Garam Sheshem Masechet Zu Nikreis Rosh Hashanah V'ikra al kedushas yom hadin hakadosh Rosh Hashanah shem mitzvos hayom b'shofar ka'amo yitaka ha'shofar, sorry, ha'yitaka shofar b'ir v'ha'am lo yecharadu v'haynu me'imas hadin l'chein kol ish yishtokek l'das k'tzas in yoni hadin. Since the whole purpose of blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah is to move people to appreciate that there is a din of sorts on Rosh Hashanah, all right, that's Ur Yishena Mishinastam and Yerdam et Hedemastam. The whole notion of shofar. So since that's the whole purpose of shofar blowing, and it says this Masechta is called Rosh Hashanah, centers on shofar blowing, and the shofar blowing is in order to inspire us to Emas Hadin. Lachin Kol Ish Yishtokek L'das K'tzas In Yonei Hadin B'Yom Hazeh Lomi Boi L'Kasa Tzadikim Abinanim HaCharedim for the Dvar Hashem and the Yom HaMoves. Not just for them. L'chol HaPirushim Bein Dolam Hazeh K'mashman Bein Dolam Haba K'pir Shatosos El'afilo Rishoyim Gemurim She'inan Samim Al Leiv Inyoni Olam Haba V'afal Pikein L'zos Yechar Libam V'yeser Mimkomam Midin Hamisa Mamish K'mashmo L'chein Matzatzi Atzmi M'chuyo B'davar L'harchiv HaDibor K'tas. Says, even though really I shouldn't be speaking about this, this is just something that we should just mention in passing and leave it the way it is. He said, but because this is so important and it's such a central theme to the Yom Noraim, he says, I found it appropriate and I felt that I was obligated laharchiv hadibur k'tzas to wax somewhat eloquently over here. L'daktik u'lahavin mihu advorim kipashtan, at least to understand the basic pshat. B'chol ha-ma'amorim halalu, with all these statements that are mentioned here, that are brought here by the Gemara. Mikan ad Mishnah al shisha chadashim hashluchin yotzin shein derech chayim v'tochachas. And the last word is truncated here. Musar. I guess it's tochachas musar. Hinei b'mamir rav kus b'doy yesh l'daktik. The kapasach v'omar gimel svarim niftachin begins by telling us that there are three books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah, the Kachashiv Nami al Beinonim, and one of those books includes the Beinonim. Ubasar Hachi Kamar the Shal Beinonim Tuliyim VeOmdim Al Yom Kippurim. This may be something that Adam was alluding to yesterday. Im Kain BeRosh Hashanah Lama Niftach. If the Beinonim are not really judged until Yom Kippur, whatever that means, why is the book of the Beinonim even open on Rosh Hashanah? Good question. Right?
Wait, but I thought no one is ever really in the end of Beinoni. I guess maybe I'm thinking of a different opinion.
Well, in terms of din, yeah.
Whatever it is, the Gemara says that the din of the Beinonim is not until Yom Kippur. So why even bother opening up their sefer on
Rosh Hashanah? Well, what is in that book? It depends. If it's going to be for writing down the names to put them in the Beinoni book. But if it's to look inside who is in the Beinoni book, then right. It makes sense.
I mean, obviously, you know, once you start talking like this, it sounds kind of silly. Fresh Brokkel doesn't need to check a book. It doesn't need to have a book open. I mean, the whole thing is kind of, as we said yesterday, it's an imagery, it's a mashal, like the Sefer Chinuch writes, to have us appreciate that there is some process that is going on.
Right,
but okay, there's something that's being conveyed. We have to understand what it is, what idea is it that Rav Chris B'Doy was trying to convey by saying that there was a book that was open for the Beinonim if the book, whatever that alludes to, wasn't really being used until, what's that?
I'm sorry, I just had that up.
Until Yom Kippur. Im kein Rosh Hashanah, lama niftach. The yosem is a kasha, ma shehik shaharif. You try that out.
Yeah, I'm going to try that out.
Im kein Rosh Hashanah, lama niftach, the yosem is a kasha, ma shehik shaharif. The sfer shal beinonim lama hu ba, the mimanavshach. Adam, I think this is so also what you asked. What do you need the whole sefer for the Beinonim? Im Zapa Nichtav L'Chaim, which means he's going the one book. Vim Lo Zacha Nichtav L'Misen, going the other book. So what does he need? What do you even need? The middle book doesn't seem to be really playing a role. Right?
In there.
This is right. It sounds like no one's being recorded there. It's either you're going one way or the other.
Yeah.
Baflan Dilanias Daiti Efsha Lomar Dahai Zacha Velo Zacha Yom Kippurim Hainu Im Zuchuyosav Marubin Meavan Osav Olahafach. Masha'inkin in Nishar Beinoni Kehav Yoso. And there it's he's equal somehow, he's balanced. Ad Yom HaKippurim. Ashen Nechtav L'chayim. Mishum D'Rav Chesed Mata Kla B'Chesed Mikol Makom Einu Nechtav B'Sefer HaTzadikim. Ela B'Sefer Beinonim.
So
he's saying, you could suggest that, and this was a question that was raised yesterday, maybe you mentioned this, Matthew, that, yeah, let's say somehow the Beinoni gets judged L'Chayim on Yom Kippur. He's Zocha somehow. Zocha B'Din because of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not Tzadik. So he says, okay, Nechanami, maybe there is a third book. Maybe there is a third book, and you get written into that book of the Beinonim. You don't get written into the book of the Tzadikim Gemurin. If you get left until... I don't know how you can have a question. We're just working on this together. I can't offer anything other than what I've already said.
I'll try to offer an alternative.
Well, how about we let him finish speaking?
Yeah.
Let's hear what the Pnei Shu has to say, and then we'll offer our suggestions, which may be as good or not as good.
Better for
him. What's he saying?
He's offering a suggestion. He's saying maybe when we say that Tzadikim were written right away for Chaim, and Rishayim are written right away from Misa, and then we make an assessment about the Beinonim on Yom Kippur, Zacha, you get written down this way, Lo Zacha, you get written down that way. He says, maybe what that means is, Hai Zacha V'lo Zacha on Yom Kippur, those terms that we use regarding Yom Kippur, Zacha this way, Lo Zacha that way, Hainu Im Zuchuyosa Merub Me'avonosav Olehefech, Masha'in kinim nishar beinoni kav yaso ad yom kippurim. Afshin nechtav l'chayim. So if you're a beinoni somehow, if you remain a beinoni until Yom Kippur, you're still a beinoni. Even though you're going to be written l'chayim, you're not going to be written l'mavis as a beinoni. But because Hashem is a rav chesed, mata kalape chesed, big ball chesed, so you're going to get written down l'chayim. But you're not going to get written down, he says, mikol makom inu nechtav b'sefer tzadikim. El b'sefer beinonim b'fnei atzman kevon de avon atzmo eino nimcha kid itol kamon. He still has some sins, so we can't put him in the book of the tzaddikim gemurin. He'll be put in the book of the beinonim. However, after having suggested that, David, you know what? I know that you have something you want to share with the group.
At the same point.
Yeah, but I'd like to just get to the end of the thought. I think it's going to ruin the flow, and then I'll be happy to hear what you have to say. Ella. Kevon de lefi zen that starch lomar de hach mida de rav chesed mata klape chesed shaych afilu bedin de rosh hashanah yom kippurin hanogim b'chol shana ba'od hadam b'chayuso im kein hadra kushu l'duchta. He says, now if we say that, basically what we're saying is that there is this element of chesed which is being employed every year on the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when man's being judged. So he says, if that's the case, we're back to where we started. What's the whole din of the Beinoni? Why wait from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? You're making an assessment on Rosh Hashanah. This guy's a tzaddik, this guy's a rasha, this guy's a beinu. So why wait till Yom Kippur? The la'alta b'Rosh Hashanah, hayom ha'roi, l'kosuan b'sefer beinonim. The guy's a beinoni, what are you waiting for? Write him down. If there is a sefer for the beinonim, just write him down now on Rosh Hashanah with the sefer of the beinonim. Right, you tell me, tzaddikim gemurim get written down with the tzaddikim. Rishayim gemurim get written down with the rishayim. And the Beinonim, we wait until Yom Kippur. What happens to Yom Kippur? Well, if they're still Beinonim, what happens? They get written the same for the Beinonim. So why don't you just do that now? That's his question.
So meaning his question is what process is happening?
Why is there a need for this elongated analysis of the Beinonim?
We know everyone who's in Tzaddik, everyone who hasn't been written down in the book is a Beinonim. So write them all down. Instead of 10 days later,
right?
Them
but maybe their status will change. That's the whole point. I thought there's a process. As well.
No, but he was saying no. They say
no. If you're a tzaddik, you're a real tzaddik.
Saying so we don't know what their day is. So maybe their status will change in those 10 days.
It's not their status.
But a through and through tzaddik, you don't change to become a through and through tzaddik in 10 days. You were that.
Maybe.
But Beinoni can do tshuva for Skatim and he can.
So we were saying that a tzaddik is someone who doesn't have any avonos all year round.
Well,
so
not any avonos, but he hasn't done tshuva. I mean, if you do tshuva, then it's like you didn't do the chet.
There's something going on. There's a process where maybe you could change your status as a beinoni to or to be ridden, at least get the din of Chaim or something like that.
Well, let's read a little bit further.
What was the thing he said about the
So here's where he tries to present his approach. He says like this. He says. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin for all Bai Olam. V'oso Yom Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'dan Im Kol Palmali Yashalo Shem HaSarim HaYonim. And brings a pasuk to bear that out. That's not our concern at the moment, what that means. Umishem Hachi K'siv Nami Hayitach HaShofar Be'ir V'am Lo Yecharadu Kevin Sherov HaOlam Beinonim. Most of the world is, as we said yesterday, the category of Benoni.
Yes, that makes sense.
Umishim Hachi, Charedin, Va'atzevin, Kevin Shah Kaddish Baruch Ha'inu Masnag, Va'osa Yom, V'midas Chesed. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not Midas Chesed, on Rosh Hashanah, it's Midas Emes.
We're back.
Umishim Kach, Masnag, Rosh Hashanah, Midas Emes, V'hashta Asi Shapi, Hadaka Amar, Tzadikim Vashayim, Nechtavim, Nechtamim, La'alta, L'chayim, Olamisa. Why? Kevin Shechosam Hashal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Since the day of Rosh Hashanah is colored by the Midah of Emes, it makes sense that people should be trepidatious. People should be fearful. People should have a sense of awe. People should have a sense of this is serious business. Kedemina b'yuma, v'hainu nechtamim. Ma she'inkim b'yom ha'kipurim shu eis ratzon v'yom slicha u'machila shenitz ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe l'kvo oso l'yom slicha v'kapara l'doros. Ramina Nami de Bahayoma Les Rishus Lasutton Lastune. Alright.
That's like the same as what what's his name?
He was quoting the Pnei Yeshua.
The Menchaschinach was quoting I thought the Severachinach was also saying that.
What? No, I think you may just be mistaken.
Okay.
I think you're referring to Menchaschinach. Kemoshe avar sham bezos Hashem yisparach imkein b'hai yoma niskayim v'nizgav Hashem levado b'yomahu lachein misnaig v'osa yom b'midas v'rav chesed lahatos kalapei chesed hainu l'beinonim. Basically, Yom Kippur is for the beinonim. It's for the majority of people. It's for the day where people who are subject to chesed Hashem are going to be getting chesed Hashem. U'mishem hachi lo kamar b'yomah kippurim nechtavim v'nechtamim. Sharei Chosamo, when we talk about Nechtamim, we're talking about the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Emes. Debahai Yoma, Eino Masnai B'midazu. It's not the day of Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippurim. Ela Mashi Nechtavin, Aidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'atzmo, Hainu Chasimo Dilei. V'kamo Shekatsu, Od, B'tu of Tam V'das, Gabei Mavir Rishon, V'kachi Hamida, Tam Hashinei B'zeh. Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim came nearly Nachon, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach. And now that we know that, he says, now that we make that chiluk, hashta osi shaper nami haidekomer gimel sorm the talk of Rosh Hashanah. That's why there are, as it's described, three books open in Rosh Hashanah. Haynu l'fisha oso sefer shal habenonim mi yom hakipurim v'ishtaked nami tzarech lihi paseach b'Rosh Hashanah. The sefer of the benonim from last Yom Kippur has to be opened up on this Rosh Hashanah. Kevin de ha'avon atzmo de ha'benonim eino nimcha lefize ika ruba b'Rosh Hashanah b'hadei ha'avon de ishtaked nechta v'nechta b'Rosh Hashanah gufa bein rishayim gemurim mehai taima gufa le'olom ba'inan sefer meyuchad le'benonim afilom netam l'chaim. Even though they'll be written down l'chaim, there's a special analysis that's done of the benonim based on where they ended off last year. So yeah, you have to open up the book of the Beinonim to see what kind of, and it's all very human in its description, but
I think it's trying again
just to convey the idea that there is a looking back at X, or there's an analysis of Y. So he's saying, and I'll repeat the words again in a moment, may high time a gufala olam beinon sefer meyuchad lebeinonim. You always need a book for the beinonim. Why? Afilu im nechtavim lachayim Kevin da avon atzma, you know, nimchak, whatever sins they did are not wholly ignored. Adayin tzarech bedika Rosh Hashanah de lahaba v'tzdarif hach avon b'ha behedja kein nirali v'kolze de lokeshitas hatosos k'moshe evar od b'samach. And then he has another 2 large paragraphs dealing with this. But let me at least...
I thought he wasn't going to deal with this.
That makes a good point. This is kind of like what you see right after you see someone say, if I wasn't afraid, I would say X. Lule mistafina, I would take issue with this. Lule mistafina, if I wasn't afraid, I would argue on this. And then you know they're about to launch into some type of diatribe where they say, oh, this is totally wrong. If I wasn't afraid to say this, this is what I would say. Same thing. Really, I should be Mekatzer. But I can't. You know, or but I'm not. Or that there are other circumstances that don't allow for my being Mekatzer. So let me repeat the last couple of lines here, and then David, I know you've been very patient, and I appreciate that. You know, you have a lot to say.
No, I don't have that much to say.
Hashta osi shapir nami hadika amar gimel svarim neftachim Rosh Hashanah. Hainu lefisha oso sefer shel beinonim, the sefer of the beinonim. Miyom HaKippurim de ishtakid nami tzarech lihipaseach. The sefer of the Beinonim from last Yom Kippur. Right, they were written in this book on Yom Kippur. Because we say, Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim Gemurim are written and sealed l'chaim. The Rishayim are written and sealed for Misa. Beinonim until Yom Kippur. Okay, so what happens? They get written in the book on Yom Kippur. Then we have the whole following year. So he says that book has to be opened up again at the end of the year, or I guess the beginning of the next year, prior to the beginning of the next year. He says, open up on Rosh Hashanah, the ha'idna kevan the ha'avon atzmo da benonim, whatever iniquities the benoni has, right? They're part of the cheshbon. Einu nimchak, so that's still part of who he is. Ulefize ika ruba b'Rosh Hashanah. Bahadi hach avon de ishtakid. Nechtav and nechtam b'Rosh Hashanah gufa bein rishayim gemurim. Could be that maybe the guy who was a beinoni last year maybe didn't do anything about it. Maybe he has more avonos now.
So what?
So maybe he should be put in.
Because now he doesn't belong the next year in the sefer of.
He's not complete Russia.
Maybe, yeah.
Like is that the implication? That's like a sliding scale?
Is he using that definition, you mean, of...
Yeah.
Of these.
Like, what's the value of looking back? Unless the next year is you're given, like, a what's it called? A weighted scale. No, weighted. I think it's weighted.
He's saying that the Avon is not totally negated. So it's still part of your cheshbon, so
from
to speak.
Last year.
Whatever avonos you had is still part of your cheshbon.
From the year before, though. That after Rosh Hashanah, you start.
Right.
After Yom Kippur.
I know, I presume this means you didn't do tshuva for it yet.
Yeah.
I guess
so
that's part.
Remain.
Yeah. What are you checking for? Stummy checking to see if I guess there was tshuva for it. Be Rosh Hashanah de lahaba let's dive hach avon be bahadei kain nearly. Now I guess sorry. Let's dive hach avon. Maybe for this avon to be mistarif with the rest of your avonos if you haven't done tshuva for it. Are you gonna be? Where are you going to be on the scale?
Same by his playoffs, right?
Presumably. Yeah, you know, I apologize. I can't do much better than this. But in the Minchas Chinuch, the way he explains it is. No, we read that already. Basically, they said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is misnag midas emes on Rosh Hashanah, and midas chesed on Yom Kippurim. So you know, there's another important point. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't. He says the Gemara never says what happens if you're still a Beinoni. The Gemara takes for granted that comes Yom Kippur, and you're either going to be zocha and be written with the Chayim, or not zocha and written with the Mesim.
So it does.
How can the Gemara then say, oh, well, if you're a Beinoni, then you just, we don't know, it doesn't say
why
what.
Why do we say the Gemara is talking about Chaim and Mason, and when it's talking about Tzadikim and Rishayim?
The Gemara says the Tzadikim are written right away, Nechtavim and Nechtavim right away. The Rishayim are Nechtavim and Nechtavim right away. Beinonim, oh, they're Tzulim until Yom Kippur. If they're Zocha, they get written Lachaim. If they're not Zocha, they get written from Amos.
They say Lachaim in the Gemara?
Yeah, yeah.
In the Gemara?
Yeah. Oh. How come it doesn't say, well, if they stay a Beinonim, then this is what happens? So we say, It's not shayach for a person not to continue to be a person between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I guess maybe if you make a cheshbon, for every aveiri that you do a mitzvah, it's pretty calculated. But I guess it's possible. You say, no, that's not shayach. Shai harbe mitzvah shayach be Yom Kippur and gufa. On Yom Kippur itself, there are lots of mitzvahs. Fasting is a mitzvah. Not doing malachah is a mitzvah.
Same will get written in the Book of Life.
He says, therefore,
except for secular Jews who would just somehow live anyway.
Maybe. Va'oh, tshuva kaldu b'yom ha-kippurim, and the person presumably did some tshuva on Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim ha-chaper ma-tshuva. Ma-she-enkein nefarish tzadik gomor ha-inu gomor mamash b'li shem chet. So if you're going to define tzadik gomor, instead of saying that it means, the Sefer Chinuch said it means tzadik gomor zakai entirely, free of sin. Tosafot didn't understand it that way, and Pnei Yeshua was saying, you know why Tosafot didn't understand that way? Because it doesn't fit in with the rest of the Gemara. He says, if you would be mefarish tzadik gomor to mean, instead of meaning more mitzvos than averos, you would understand it to mean no chet at all, and Rasha gomor to mean, as the Chinuch says, Rasha gomor no zechuyos, memeilo dekul einach she zechuyos amaru miavanosav ol hafach beinonim karim lehu. Su lo asi shapi had the kamar lo zochu nechtav lamisa haynu she nasa rasha gamar shalom neshalosh shem zochus mikal zochuyos hamirub mishayelo zem ilso doshchiach ulefize im lo nasa rasha gamar al kol ha torah ela she neshalosh kama zochuyos dakati benoni hu lamalo pirish mayatsa lo biyom kippurim vechein lahefech im nomar dahay zochu the kamar haynu she asa tshuva al kol avanosav. If that's what it means when we talk about the Beinoni as doing tshuva for everything, Masha'in kenim nishalo avon achas or shtayim shalosa tshuva adayim b'chlal Beinoni hu ma'adino shel zeh sharei ein shem svar lomar de bein mi she nishalo b'yom ha-kipurim zuchuyos harbe merub me'avon osav o bein mi she nishalo avon osav harbe mi zuchuyos av halalu v'halalu yu nechtav m'sefer echa miyuchad shal Beinonim de'im kein loksa midus hadin. You tell me both of these guys get written in the same book, that seems a little bit
this is like
off.
Literally the all
this is what you said yesterday.
Yeah.
You guys were asking about yesterday. The Chas V'Shalom. Yeah, Mishpa Me'ukal. This will be a corrupt system. El al Karchach, says the Pnei Yeshua. Beinonim Hainu Mechtzal Mechta Dafka. Beinonim are people that are somehow equally sinful and not sinful. They are balanced in their performance of mitzvos and their violation of averos. He says, "Kein early bekavanasan, but my depshitul hu hachi da ayri mechzal mechza, umisham hachi huchachu lafarish de lachaim de lacha hain lachay lama ba di chaim b'misa mamish b'lo mazeh kashlu kra." All right, separate question. Lufiza loha yutzrich and lafarish da ari lolam haba. The last point is sort of a detail. So what he's saying is like this: that he interesting. Tosos understood the Beinonim and the Rishayim and the Tzadikim in the following way. So Beinonim means balanced. Tzadikim means more mitzvos than sins, and Rishayim means more sins than mitzvos. And he says it has to be that way because people are doing tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. People are doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. People are doing mitzvos on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper for averos along with tshuva. But if you would say a tzadik gomer is someone who's no chait at all, and a rasha gomer is someone who has no zechusim at all, right? Umemela dekulu einach shezechusim merumi avanosav al hafach beinonim karilu. And then who's the beinoni? I'll tell me the beinoni is just someone that has more zechusim than avonos, then sulo asi shapir won't any longer fit with what the Gemara says. The ka'amar lo, because the Gemara says zachu nechtavan l'chaim, lo zachu nechtavan l'misa. What does that mean? What's zachu and lo zachu? You're telling me that he has more. You tell me that the beinoni just has more mitzvos than averos. So what's zachu lo zachu? What are you waiting for? What's happening? If you tell me that he's not a Rasha, he's not a Tzaddik, he's just Beinoni because he has more Zechusim than Avonos, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand why not.
Well, because within it doesn't make sense within his Shita.
Why?
You can't, because his Shita, he's saying that a Tzaddik Gomor is somebody with no Avonos, and he's saying that a Rasha is somebody...
No, he is not saying that.
That's the...
No, I'm saying that is what the Sefirah, he's questioning... The approach of the Minchas Lina.
I'm not talking, this is Bnei Yeshua.
I know, but I'm saying, isn't his question on the
Sefer Chinuch?
Yeah, the Sefer Chinuch.
He's saying Tosos is not like the Sefer Chinuch.
Right.
But I don't understand why. That's what's the problem with what the Sefer Chinuch is saying. And I think it's like the whole last 5 minutes where you've been reading. So I apologize.
It's not, no, it's not you. It's very difficult. Okay, let's continue.
That makes more sense.
Let's continue with this tomorrow. I'll try to go over this last piece again tomorrow. Okay.
Also, didn't the Minchas